An early fly landed on Mara's eyelid. She shooed it off with a dozy paw as she awakened to peach-gold dawn, stealing softly over the sleeping dunes. The land lay in a pool of calm serenity. The sand, now still and cool, awaited sun-warm day. Somewhere a lark began trilling as it fluttered its morning ascent into the airy heights. Pickle opened one eye and swiftly closed it again.
It's no use trying to wake me up. I'm fast a belly sleep.
Badger Maid gathered a double pawful of sand and began trickling it onto the tip of her friend's nose. He sneezed and sat up straight, his long ears springing to attention.
Is it that late already? By the fur! My old tummy clock tells me there should be breakfast around. Hope it's something nice, what?
Goffer pulled himself upright on his spear haft.
You ate it all last night, greedy guts.
Greedy guts yourself, sir.
Pickle brushed sand from his coat.
I didn't notice you stint in your belly when it came to putting food in it. Matter of fact, I began to think you'd had news of a 10-season famine, and you were pecking it away just in case.
Goffer scowled nastily, testing his spear point.
You mind your mouth, you great overgrown rabbit.
Here, here. What's all this? Friends fighting already?
As Klitsch brushed past Goffer, he dug an open claw in his back and shot him an angry glance. Turning to Mar and Pickle, his eyes switched to open blue wonderment.
Now then, pals, what's all the quarrelling about?
No quarrel, really.
Pickle laughed.
I merely made inquiries about breakfast. Old Goffer must have got out of the wrong side of the sandhill this morning. He accused me of scoffing all the rations last night. Blinking cheek! Do I look like a scoffer, Klitsch? Go on, be honest, don't spare me feelings.
Blue-eyed Weasel upended the empty haversacks.
Actually, you do, Pickle. But there's no use falling out over it. The point is that we've run out of food.
Mara licked sand grains from her dry lips.
Not even an apple, and I've got a dreadful thirst.
She thought for a fleeting moment of the cool, dark dining room inside the mountain, the tables laid with plain wholesome food and flagons of cold cider, green sap milk and mint tea. Thrusting the memory from her mind, she looked around.
Well, I only know the country north and west of here. It's much the same as this. Mountains, foothills, dunes and sandhills running to the shores. We won't find much food in that direction. What about that way, down south?
Klitsch shook his head.
That's the way we came up here. There's a broad stream in the far south, but between that and here there's a big area of swampland that we had to skirt. The place is overrun with big toads. And it's a pretty bad bet, I'd say.
Pickle's stomach made a loud, audible growl. He patted it.
Yes, I know, old lad, but you'll just have to wait until we find some tucker. Come on, chaps, any beast got an idea which way we should go to relieve the jolly old pangs?
Klitsch winked at Goffer.
I suggest we carry on into the foothills over to the east. What do you think, Goffer?
Foothills, yeah, good idea.
The ferret agreed readily. Mara looked east to the distant foothills, with the mountain range rising green and greyish-blue behind them.
Do you think we'll find food there, Klitsch?
The weasel patted her shoulder and started walking east.
It's a good chance. Streams usually run down from mountains and stuff always grows by then. Plants, roots, berry bushes.
Goffer followed Klitsch.
He's good at finding food.
Pickle gave Mara a shove in their direction.
Then what we waiting for? Lead us to the berry bushes, chums!
Food had been passed up to Sikir in the lookout post. It was not much. Pawful of berries, crust of bread and some water. But he ate it gratefully, saving a little of the water to bathe his clawed shoulder. The hot summer morning wore on, Sikir rubbing his eyes to stay awake as he kept watch, while below the lookout rock, normal camp routine went on. Foraging and hunting parties came and went. Keeping away from Salamandastron, they moved south and stalked the swampland fringes for toads, frogs and birds. When these were not available, there were always plants and roots. Though every beast feared Farrago, there were one or two who doubted the wisdom of his trek north. Forgrin the fox and Raptail the sea rat were two such creatures. They carried the bread sack, doling out stale bread to the horde.